Hi, my name's John. I'm a sinner. God and I are working on this. In this community, in his fellowship, the worse your story, the warmer your welcome. And we've been walking together through the 12 steps. But I don't want to finish this series quite yet. I want to dwell a little bit on God's power to redeem human life and what I have been learning, what we have been learning together, so that we can go forward in this way of life into the future. And the message I want you to carry through today is never give up on anyone. You have somebody in your life that you're ready to give up on. Don't do it. The Bible says, 2 Peter 3:9, God is not willing that any should perish. That's our God. So don't you give up, not even on yourself, and especially not on God. Quite recently, I was in Kansas City at Church of the Resurrection. Terrific church. Hi to everybody who was there. On Saturday, over 500 folks gathered to walk together through the 12 steps. And I heard so many inspiring stories. And part of how we come to believe is gathering and hearing about what God has done in somebody's life. And I want to tell you about one of those, a woman who's a legend back in Kansas City. Her name is Bobby Jo Reed. She's actually the subject of a fabulous documentary, Bobby Jo Reed, Under the Influence. She has written a book called Beautifully Broken, a story of her life. It tells about how she came to found a miraculous place called Healing House. And that's where you can live. And that's where I can live. That is our God. Here's how she starts it. If I could just introduce the woman you see today, we'd be fine. I'd jump right in. I'm Bobby Jo Reed, founder and director of a Christian recovery ministry, offers residential treatment to alcoholic and drug addicts, has got an amazing reach in Kansas City. You might wonder why I did that, but she says, I'd have to tell you the first part of my story, which often comes down to just a series of facts. And these are quite raw, so you might want to watch this video or listen to it before you have your kids do, if you invite your children to. My story includes, she says, 24 broken bones, some in alcohol-related accidents, most that she suffered in episodes of horrifying abuse from the men who were using and drinking that were she was in relationship with, or some that just assaulted her. 16 rapes I can remember. You take a moment to let that sink in. Not counting the time I spent as a prostitute or imprisoned as a sex slave. This was her horrifying journey through addiction, which is just a demonic force. She says at one point, the guy who was pimping her out took her to detox because her drug use was impairing her job performance. Two abortions, one stint of homelessness, sleeping on an asphalt parking lot under a semi-trailer. But these facts, she says, are just half my story. The other half, the important half, began when a 37-year-old woman dying in alcohol and drug addiction. She said, I was that person that you see passed out drunk on the side of the road. You wonder, how could somebody ever sink so low? How can anything be done for them? That was me, she said. But then I encountered Jesus Christ, and he changed my life. And she walks through that part of the story. Part of what began to turn her life around was the horrible pain of the death of her father. She was 37 years old. She had been using now for well over two decades. And somehow that pain made her think, maybe I could yet be the daughter that my dad would be proud of. And she got into detox. And not too long after that, her mom died as well. And that was a horribly painful thing. But she found God. She got into the 12 steps. She actually started going to church, she said, because she had a trucker boyfriend who went to church, and he was in recovery. Unfortunately, got out, so he started using again, but he said, you got to come to church with me because we can't be unequally yoked. And she said, well, yeah, we would be unequally yoked because you're a crackhead and I'm clean. But she starts going to church. She meets God, and then God begins to guide her just one step at a time. Right. Step 11, sought to improve our conscious contact with God. At home one day, I was walking down the hall, cussing at the dog like I'd heard my mom do 1,000 times. Suddenly, in the heart of me, I heard a voice saying, "You must have gotten out on the wrong side of the bed today. Maybe you should get back in that bed and try again." Again, no one else would have heard the voice, but I recognized it, marched back into my bedroom, climbed into the bed, and then rolled out on the other side and got out. As I stood up, I started to laugh. Really, I had been getting out of bed on the wrong side my whole life. I laughed because of the truth of it, and because of the loving way this "you need a kinder attitude" message had come to me. And she begins to grow in a relationship with God, although she thought she was the last person who could ever do that. When I was in Kansas City, a number of you said to me, "You're involved in 12-step groups, and at the end of it, you will sometimes say to each other, 'Keep coming back. It works when you work it, and you're worth it.'" And that was the message she could not believe. Never give up on anybody. When her mom died just a few years into her sobriety, there was not a lot of money, but there was an inheritance that was left to her that was ended up being worth about $50,000. And she began to feel a deep sense of calling to care about other women who were using, other women whose lives had been destroyed like hers had been destroyed. Because, you know, in this community, your mess becomes your message. And she had this strange thought. Maybe she could invite one or two of them to live with her. And she did that. And then with this $50,000, it ended up that she felt like, I need to buy a place. And there was what had once been a nursing home. It was run down. It was urine soaked. It was didn't smell good. It was crumbling. But it became available for $50,000. And so she took everything she had and bought it and began to invite one woman at a time to come live with her. And people began to hear about this. And I mean, this woman, no education, no training in addiction recovery or anything. She starts to see one woman after one woman after one woman, unbelievable stories, come to find God and get into a 12-step program. And began to teach them, how do you take care of finances and how do you fix food for yourself and begin to live a healthy way? And how do you begin to connect with God? And how could you begin to get work? And something in that little corner of Kansas City began to miraculously change. And people would hear about this and they would want to help. One day I got a call from a man I didn't know. He and his wife were part of the recovery community, explained. He'd heard about our work. Can you come and meet my wife and me for dinner tonight? We have an idea for you. As we finished our dinner, the wife said, "Bobby Joe, two things I want you to know about us. We are not religious people. We don't go to church. Me and my husband have been married for 40 years, but haven't slept together for 25. I sat up a little straighter. I'm getting nervous. Where were they going with this? "I'm telling you this," she said, "because a couple nights ago, my husband came in my bedroom at 3:00 in the morning and woke me up to tell me God had just told him, 'We're going to give you the money to buy the house next door to your house, next door to Healing Home, so that you can use that for people who are in recovery and reach more of them.' We're not crazy," my husband broke in, "but we can't explain this. Nothing like this ever happened to us before. We think we're supposed to help you get that house to help people in recovery. So will you find out who owns it and what they want for it?" And it happened. And then she told about another house that she felt would be really, really useful. And there was an elderly couple that owned it. And so she worked out a deal with them and they decided to give it to her for a great price. And when she didn't have more money for it, they said, "We will carry the loan for you." When they were meeting with her, she writes about this in the book, they're meeting with her to talk about these arrangements. And she said, "Come on into the living room of Healing House." And so they do. And there, to their great surprise, was their granddaughter, who'd gotten involved in an abusive relationship, run away from home, and they had no idea what had happened to her. There, she's sitting on the couch of the house of this ministry that they have said, "We want to help you." Never give up on anybody. God is not willing that any should perish. Today, this ministry from Bobby Joe Reed, this woman who's like somebody that any of us might pass on the side of the road, passed out drunk, owns 15 private homes, 3 apartment buildings, has served 14,000 people, serves 1,000 people a year, the most hopeless, alcoholic, drugged out, to bring them recovery and a safe place to live and employment and faith. It's an unbelievable story. I'll tell you one more. It was just under the category of never give up on anybody. She writes about one time when she was coming out of a store and there was a van that was filled up with their kids, six of her girls. Next to it was a police squad. Since I knew all six of the women in the van were former prostitutes, I winced. Did some of the girls still have warrants out for their arrest? How much bail bond money was this going to cost? Mom, one of the girls yelled at me. Everybody calls her mom. He's calling for backup. Worse than I thought. Had the girls resisted? Then the larger of the two police officers approached me and gave me a big hug. This is amazing, he said. We know these girls, of course, and because we haven't seen them on the streets, we thought they were all dead. But we haven't seen them because they've turned their lives around. Lady, he said, shaking his head, you've restored my faith today. Just then, the backup squad car arrived. We discovered the additional police officers had not been called to handle a rough situation. They'd been called to come witness a transformation of lives. And that's God. Never give up on anybody. Bobby Joe has three primary messages that she tells her story to let people know about, and I want you to hear them today. First, don't let shame or fear stand between you and a new life. Most families in the United States include somebody with an addiction issue, but the stigma against admitting it is so great that we work hard to hide the problem. Hiding and denying doesn't solve anything. The truth and Jesus in the midst of it will set you free. Second, your first focus of forgiveness needs to be yourself. Jesus came for people just like us, the broken ones, the prostitutes, the cheaters, the liars, the sinners of all kinds. If you don't believe me, dive deep into his story in the Bible. As he met these, he forgave their wrongs and called them to follow him. So let him accept his forgiveness. Third, let your pain become your passion and your mess become your message. I am living proof of God's unmitigated power to save and transform. If new life and freedom can come to me, it can come to anybody. For God is not willing that any should perish. You carry this with you today, and you remember it in the eyes of everybody at whom you look. Never give up on anybody. Keep coming back. It works when you work it, because you're worth it.
Hey, you just finished a video from our series Steps, which is based on John's new book, recently released, also called Steps. So you can pick that book up anywhere that you like to purchase your books or find out more information about it at becomenew.com. If you're someone that would like to start practicing, working, doing the steps with a friend or a small group or your church, we've created a web portal for you that should get you all the resources you need to get started. You can just go to dothesteps.com. We are a community that's dedicated to growing spiritually in Christ one day at a time. And a big part of that is prayer. So there's a team of us that meet each weekday, Monday through Friday, to pray for Become New and for viewers just like yourself. So if you have a prayer request, you can send it to us at 855-888-0444 or email it to us at connect@becomenew.com. Thanks for joining us. We'll catch you next time.